Bart Winkler here, looking up at DJ Wilson. What is it, 6'10"?
6'10½, yeah.
And it's a 7'3 wingspan?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, dude, you're tall. If you guys saw the video or not, or the pictures, he is rocking this three-piece green suit.
Yeah.
You said you got that before you even knew you were
right.
A buck.
Yeah, when I first got to my agency, they kind of just asked me to pick out, you know, a suit that I wanted, kind of create a suit, and I told them I wanted a green one, so without knowing, you know, the Bucks were going to draft me. It was something that I think was just, you know, destined to happen.
Because not a lot of teams wear green.
Yeah, not a lot of teams wear green. It was just something I liked the color I saw in the magazine, kind of just went with it.
You'll be wearing green, of course, for the Bucks, the number 17 pick. Anything behind the jersey number? Number 5? Or did they just give it to you?
Nah, it was my high school number, and then it was my college number, and that was available here, so kind of just stuck with it.
When you first had contact with the Bucks, can you take me through the process when they started talking to you, how much they saw you at all, and what draft night was like when they called you?
Mm-hmm. I think they just watched a lot of film on me. They came to Pro Day, obviously, and we had a, you know, short, brief meeting in L.A. And then draft night, they kind of just called me a couple of picks prior, kind of something that, you know, I was going to be the selection. So that was just, you know, took a lot of stress off my shoulders. And, yeah, I don't know, it was a great feeling.
You're going to come into a team again with that wingspan. The team all length gets thrown around.
Mm-hmm.
Jabari and Thon and Giannis, these guys are all with the wingspan. And that's kind of, if you're going to look at some of the top teams in the league right now, you've got to be lengthy, you've got to be good on defense. You can add that to this team?
I definitely think so. I think with the guys that you mentioned, being able to play multiple positions on that side of the floor and being able to guard multiple positions is a big thing, especially at this level. So,
Jason Kidd and John Horst had said you could be a 3, a 4, or 5 if you could bulk up a little bit. Where do you see yourself fitting in this upcoming season?
As of right now, you know, I'm not too sure. Like they said, I can play multiple positions right now. So having kind of that positionless mentality, that mindset going into the season, I think it's good to have.
DJ, what are you most looking forward to that hasn't happened yet? You got the whirlwind tour here. Practices will start a little later on. When do you think your taste of I'm here in the NBA is going to come?
Probably that first practice. That was kind of my first taste of college basketball my freshman year in Michigan. Reality kind of set in, so I think definitely my first practice.
And you've got one of the best players of all time as your coach.
Right.
You got to be excited to be playing under Jason Kidd.
Yeah, definitely one of the best point guards of all time. A leader like him on the floor, kind of, you know, telling me what to do as a coach now, it's definitely a big kind of
DJ Wilson, good luck and welcome to Milwaukee.
Appreciate it. Thank you.